Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. In the readings today, we hear about one of the most difficult areas of the spiritual life, and that is trust. We're told about Susanna in that beautiful first reading, and we are told that Susanna trusted God wholeheartedly. That's why what happened to her happened. And we look at that and say, wait, no, if we trust God, nothing bad should happen, right? God's going to test our trust. It's not that he doesn't know how much we trust. Obviously, he knows exactly how much we trust. The problem is we don't know how much we trust. We say that we trust him, and then when push comes to shove, we find out that we don't trust him nearly as much as we'd like. This obviously wasn't the first incident that Susanna would have had to have gone through in her life, because trust grows and God just keeps pushing. So when we see a situation where an innocent woman is not only being falsely accused, but it gets to the point that they literally had determined to put her to death. It's not just that these two unjust judges were planning to do this, they actually passed judgment. She was on her way to be put to death. And that's when God intervened. That's why I say this wasn't the first time for her. There would have been other times, because there's no way that anybody would have been asked to do this the first time around. But it just keeps getting pushed. And God's going to say, do you still trust me? Now, most of us, if God would just do what we want him to do or what we think he should do a week or two ahead of time, we could say, oh, yeah, I trust God completely. Right, 2 weeks ahead of time. So then when we can actually do it 2 weeks ahead of time, then he's going to push it to a week ahead. And we start to panic and we sweat a little bit and we find out that, okay, he takes care of us a week ahead of time now. Then he'll push it to a few days. Then he'll push it to a few hours. And then, like with Susanna, he's going to push it to after the fact. Couldn't he have intervened and saved her from all of this? Could have. And that would not have required her to trust him much. So he was going to require that trust completely. And that's exactly what we see her doing. And God intervened in an extraordinary manner, in this case, through the prophet Daniel. We also know, of course, there are the martyrs who were unjustly put to death. Our Lord, of course, being the most profound example of that of all. And all of that is still part of God's providence. We look at it and say, yeah, but that's not just. Didn't they trust God? They absolutely did. So, but then why didn't God save them? Oh, he saved them in an even bigger way. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Hebrews, the world was not worthy of them. So God saved them from death. Not the same way that he saved Susanna from death in this story, but rather he saved them from everlasting death. He brought them to heaven. And so it was that trust. For them, that was pushed all the way to the point where they were literally put to death. And they were trusting. Trusting not only in God in general, but trusting that God was going to raise them up and bring them to heaven. And so he's going to do that in all of our lives. We even see that in the gospel with this woman caught in adultery. We can look back in our own lives, and maybe we haven't been caught in adultery, but maybe we've been caught in something else, and the world's coming to an end, and this is so horrible, and all this other stuff. But you have to look at this woman, and you have to know that this was a new beginning for her. What she was doing, obviously, was horrible. And yet, the mercy that she received from our Lord, that had to have turned her life around. And so again, God allows us to get ourselves into bad situations only to bring a greater good from it. Because again, we're going to look at it and say, well, why didn't God save me from that? First of all, he gave you a free will, so he's not going to violate it and take it away from you. And secondly, if you're going to use your free will to do something stupid, then he will use that for your good. You're using it for your own detriment. He will turn it to use it for your good. That's part of the mystery of how the Lord works, bringing good out of evil. So from the evil of what this woman was doing, if this became for her the moment of conversion, the moment to get her life on track and to trust in the Lord and move forward, then you see the good that God brings out of it. Not obviously that he wanted her to be doing that in the first place, but as long as she was doing it, God will use it for good. And so he will do with each one of us. We need to learn to trust. And it is very difficult, and it is very painful. Put yourself in Susanna's position and say, okay, we're going to have to trust God. And it's not working the way that I think it ought to. These guys are still accusing me. They're now condemning me. Now I'm on the way to be put to death. Am I still going to trust? So I always tell people, so what God will do is, first he's going to ask if you trust him, and we'll say yes. And then he'll push us up against the wall and say, do you still trust me? Okay. Then he pushes us into the wall, so it leaves an indent, and says, do you still trust me? Well, okay. Then he pushes us through the wall into the next room and says, do you still trust me? And we look at it and we say, well, we put this deadline on this. God should do this by this day, and then I'll trust him. He'll laugh at that and he'll say, no, the real deadline's 2 weeks beyond that or whatever it is. And so he'll just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and still ask the question, will you still trust me? This is what makes it so difficult. But it's the only way to learn. There isn't another way. Like any virtue, it only grows when it's tested. So that's what's going to happen. So just trust him. Right, easy to say. But it only grows when we're put in those situations. But we can look at it and say, as St. Paul does, all things work together for good for those who believe. So if we can look at that woman in the gospel who got caught, I mean, what a humiliating thing, caught in the very act of adultery. And yet if that becomes the means of her conversion, then praise God. On all the things in our lives, we will trust him. He will bring good. He will work all things together for our good if we will trust him. So that's what he's going to do with all of us. Again, you just have to look forward and say, how can I actually trust that he is going to bring me to heaven? That he is going to take my soul and bring it to heaven, and old brother donkey here is going to rise from the dead, be reunited with my soul, and somehow ascend to heaven. Yep, I trust God to do that, but I don't trust him to take care of this or that or the other thing. Yeah, good luck. You're not going to trust him in the end if that's the case, because Jesus said if you're not trustworthy in the small matters, you're certainly not going to be trustworthy in the big ones. So we're going to say we trust him with the biggest thing, but we don't trust him with the little ones. Nah, the reality is we don't trust him any bigger, any more than the littlest thing that we trust him in. So that's why this needs to be done. And so we need to pray for that grace to trust him. And in the midst of it, we need to keep going back, saying, I trust, I trust, I trust. Keep the focus on him. It's hard because when we're put in those situations, the focus comes back on me. And then we're going to spiral and crash. And even if we spiral and crash, God will bring good out of it, because maybe we'll have learned our lesson. for the next time to keep our focus where it belongs. But regardless, that's the pattern. That's going to be the pattern in every one of our lives. Maybe we're not going to have to be pushed as far as Suzanne did, but we're all going to get pushed beyond where we're at, because God wants us to trust him. And in fact, remember what he said to Faustina? One of the most painful things for him is that people don't trust him. That's why it says right underneath there, Jesus, I trust in you. That's where we have to ask ourselves, do we really?